Sharp's Siege by Bernard Cornwell. Sharp's Siege is dedicated to Brenham McKnight, Terry Farrand, Brian Thornilly, Diana Corbett, Ray Steele, and Stuart Wilkie. With thanks. Chapter 1. It was 10 days short of Candlemas, 1814, and an Atlantic wind carried shivers of cold rain that slapped on narrow cobbled alleys, spilt from the broken gutters of tangled roofs, and pitted the water of Saint-Jean-de-Luz's inner harbour. It was a winter wind, cruel as a bared sabre, that whirled chimney smoke into the low January clouds, shrouding the corner of southwestern France where the British army had its small lodgment. A British soldier, his horse tired and mud-stained, rode down a cobbled street in Saint-Jean-de-Luz. He ducked his head beneath a baker's wooden sign, edged his mare past a fish-cart, and dismounted at a corner where an iron bollard provided a tethering post for the horse. He patted the horse, then slung its saddlebags over his shoulder. It was evident he had ridden a long way. He walked into a narrow alley, searching for a house that he knew only by description, a house with a blue door and a line of cracked green tiles above the lintel. He shivered. At his left hip there hung a long, metal-scabbarded sword, and on his right shoulder was a rifle. He stepped aside for a woman, black-dressed and squat, who carried a basket of lobsters. She, grateful that this enemy soldier had shown her a small courtesy, smiled her thanks. But afterwards, when she was safely past him, she crossed herself. The soldier's face had been bleak and scarred, darkly handsome, but still a killer's face.